we've seen from the day's testimonies how intense actually the confrontation is with corporate power. I think that's one of the main sort of elements that has run through the day. And also, I noticed that, I mean, of course, as people were sharing their struggle in that confrontation, of course, they are also touching on their own response as protagonists in terms of that struggle with corporate power. I think one of the sort of enduring sort of inspirations for the People's Treaty has been to imagine within this process of the People's Treaty that on the one hand we articulate proposals, ideas for an alternative and a new way of the law where the people are really very active, I mean, are in the forefront as protagonists. But we do not see it only as a juridical alternative. We see the space of the People's Treaty as a place to also develop our alternatives, to debate our alternatives, to deepen our strategies as an integral and dialectical component of the People's Treaty. Probably we will need lots more discussion, and as Gonzalo and others have said, we anticipate that there will be at least a year public consultations and debate on the People's Treaty process. But from the sort of initial work that we've been doing, we see it both as a process of articulation, but especially as a space where we will develop new struggles, new articulations of alternatives, and that is both integral and dialectical. We cannot imagine a world where there will be a different regime for transnational corporations if we do not advance in the other spaces of the struggle. We will need elements and even very strong elements of an alternative paradigm. So that's kind of the space we are in this People's Treaty. So very important is the notion of being protagonists. In terms of the reality of alternatives, also today I think the jurors were asking in several moments, what are your proposals, but also how is the community organizing itself, how is it engaging in the resistance, etc. And in our experience, and also we know it from all the exchanges and engagement with the movements who are participating in the campaign, that there are many alternatives out there. There are many fronts of the struggle and the confrontation with transnational corporations. I mean, what we have done here in the framework of this first draft is just identify some signposts where alternatives have actually achieved a lot and are maturing a lot in people's practice as well as in people's struggle. So, for example, in the area of water justice, in the area of food sovereignty and peasant rights, in the area of investment, in the area of work. And these areas are simply, in a sense, a selection of what is out there. Our vision, in a sense, for this, as it will develop and mature in the next period, is that the movements and networks that are leading in this area, because, of course, it isn't that there is one alternative. I think that's also part of the experience we've had in the last decade. Instead, we have a world where there are many alternatives. But, of course, we want those alternatives to have solidity and robustness and a reality to shift the world away from the grip of transnational corporations. And this, of course, is a very, very difficult work. This is a work that's not only on one trajectory. This is a work that's contested very, very strongly. at every corner, as we saw from many of the testimonies this morning. However, we feel that the campaign to dismantle corporate power can contribute to advancing in the area of giving visibility to those alternatives, but especially to dynamizing also more debate and discussion and sharing of strategies and learning practices across the movements. Because I think what we've had over the last 10, 15 years is very strong movements on certain key areas. What we need also as we advance is more maybe cross-movement dialogue on that, and also to push our own horizons, and also, of course, to accumulate on the process political power and counter-power, because I think that's the main frame in which we have thought about the People's Treaty. We've thought about it on the one hand as a major confrontation with corporate power in specific struggles, but we've also saw it as a way to strengthen and accumulate counter-power, because without that we will not be able to really advance. So in the general sort of approach which we had, we did want to cover the area of water, food sovereignty, energy sovereignty, the commons and the environment, but also in the areas of the economy, because we have already many articulations in that, including the feminist articulation. We also have the solidarity economy. We also have the movements that have emerged around a different trade and investment paradigm. But we also wanted to look at the issue of political power and democratizing the political domain, which has been, on the one hand, completely captured by the corporations. We're in the era of the multi-stakeholder approach, as the European representative of the European Union at the UN informed us the other day, that, well, you know, we cannot really go forward unless we have the industry in the room. You know, well, we would very strongly insisting that we will go forward, and it will be without the industry in the room. So I think this is the kind of, solid work we want to do, in the area of the political dimension. So it's still very much an initial starting work. It's a starting work, but it's also very inspiring and very very challenging. It has brought us, actually, in a sense, to this very kind of sober moment here in Geneva, where, in a sense, we've had some sense of how the people's power, the people's alternative, could at least sort of enter those dense walls above at the UN. I mean, people really did want to know, did want to talk, or at least they have heard that this network and this campaign is really on the road to actually challenge transnational corporations, and that we're not going to go away in a hurry. So I think that's sort of the note that we would like to leave with you. We look forward very much to building this together. That's what it is. But it's not only building a document and an articulation together. It's also building at least one strand of the movement that will tackle corporate power. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.